Admittedly, the nature of news is it often highlights the darker side of life. After all, the medical or transportation system working smoothly isn't a story. Someone in a hallway for hours, or a closed highway is. However, I would like to highlight four positives that caught my eye this week. Like most whale-loving folks in Squamish, I have been glued to the news about brave little Hunter, the orca calf in a lagoon near Zabios, off of Vancouver Island. While the story is tragic, the mother whale died, and the calf is running out of time to enter open waters, it is also a story of how humans can come together, despite differences. Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO, officials and members of the Ihat Asut and Nuchatlat First Nations have been working together to help the calf. It is likely that many individuals involved in this effort vote differently, have different religious beliefs or have other opposing views, but they all care about marine life and have found a way to work together in such a powerful way it brings tears to my eyes. Regardless of the outcome, this collaboration shouldn't be overlooked. Next is the story of the renovation of the newly reopened Brackendale Art Gallery. Again, it is a story of people working together for a common goal, supporting arts, culture and community. Seeing Trickster's Hideout, our downtown funky culture hub and the bag work together is so heartwarming. Now, it is up to the rest of us to continue to attend their offerings in force so they can thrive, not just survive. Speaking of showing up with force, local Saywaja Spukwus, Alice Gus, is a positive person who does Squamish proud. She didn't do anything specific this week to make headlines, but if you follow her on social media or in real life, you know this woman is a community and societal bridge builder. She attends almost every important Squamish event, sharing, singing, drumming, and bringing people together every time. She shares her knowledge of culture, tradition and nature with all who are willing to learn. She is an artist, leader, and, most of all, teacher. She makes Squamish better and more hopeful. Finally, hiking Jack's Trail this long weekend, it was touching and inspiring to see the way mountain bikers, dog walkers, hikers, and runners coexisted on what is an increasingly busy stretch of our trail network. Many riders said thank you when we stood aside for them to pass or moved so we could pass. Even in Skyridge while walking to the trailhead, gathered bikers apologized for taking up too much space on the sidewalk as we passed, they hadn't. That is Squamish at its best. There's lots to be depressed about in our community and beyond, to be sure, but there is much to celebrate and be grateful for, too.